Swan, the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile, brings you George Burns and Grace the Olive. With the music of Felix Mills, the Swan Ted, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. Well, yesterday was a lovely Sunday, so George and Gracie went for a walk. But it was also Father's Day, and several people stopped to pat George's cheek and tell Gracie what a sweet old gentleman her father was. Well, it's still the topic of conversation as we look in at the Burns home.
The idea. Those people thinking you're old. Thinking you're my father. I've never been so mad in all my life.
Me too.
Oh, I can still hear them. How is your sweet old father? Oh, what a charming old father. Tell you, I'm furious.
Me too.
Since when do you have to be old to be my father?
Oh, so that's why you burned up.
Not only that, dear. Even if they called you my young father, I wouldn't like it. You're my husband, and I want everyone to know it. Because I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks, dear.
I want everyone to know that I was courted by the youngest, handsomest, most charming, most sought-after star in show business.
Thanks.
But I married you because I love you.
Thanks.
Well, certainly you've got a few lines in your face. But maybe that's my fault. Maybe I haven't been a good wife.
Oh, sure you have, honey.
Oh, no, I haven't. I worry you. I'm always running out and buying a new hat without even asking your permission.
Oh, well,
Judge, I hereby promise I'll never buy another hat unless you surprise me and ask me to.
Okay. All right.
Just vain. Selfish. Extravagant. And terrible.
Now, honey, I forgive you. Please, don't cry. I'll do anything to keep you from crying.
A new hat might help.
I thought so. Okay, go buy a new hat.
Oh, now see, isn't it nicer when you surprise me? That way it doesn't worry you.
Yes, much nicer, yes.
And that's the way everything's going to be from now on, dear. We're going to concentrate on making you young. Now, the first thing on our campaign will be to buy you some new clothes. Look at that old blue serge thing you're wearing.
I guess it is a little shiny.
Shiny? If you ever break the seat of your pants, you'll have 7 years bad luck.
Okay, I can use a new blue serge.
Oh, no, no, no. No more of those conservative old man suits. You're going to the store where Van Johnson and Alan Ladd and Frank Sinatra buy their clothes. And I'm going along to watch.
Don't you trust me? What do you have to watch?
Van Johnson, Alan Ladd.
And Frank Sinatra, yes. Well, let's go.
Now, you be looking at the suits, George. I'll see if I can get a clerk to wait on us.
You're being very optimistic.
Pardon me, madam. Do you wish a clerk?
Why, yes.
Then allow me to place myself at your complete disposal. I shall be happy to serve you. Take your time in choosing what you want. If you wish to change your mind, feel free to do so. And if you wish to return your purchase, I shall refund your money with a smile. The customer is always right.
Well, welcome back to civilian life.
How did you know I'd been in the Army?
Well, for a clerk to talk like that, you must have been overseas for the last 3 years.
What can I show you, madam?
Well, I want you to sell my husband a youthful suit of clothes. Something with zip and color to it. You see, he's the conservative type.
I know the type well. Tall, distinguished. Shall we say he looks like a fine, handsome banker? Shall we say he has the appearance of a well-groomed, intelligent-looking doctor?
Yeah, let's say that. It might be fun. But actually, he's in the radio business. He's an entertainer.
Oh, well, then this is just the store for him. We sell Sinatra his ties and Crosby his shirt.
Good. My husband is their type.
Oh, fine. Would you say he had Sinatra's figure or Crosby's?
Well, a little of each. From his shoulders to his waist, he's Sinatra's. And from his waist down, he just crawls these right out of his clothes. Oh, well, here comes my husband. Now, remember, we've got to make him think he looks young.
Oh, yes, indeedy.
Young enough to wear young clothes.
I understand.
Well, Gracie, did you get a clerk?
Yes, dear. This gentleman will wait on us.
Hello, son.
Son?
So you want a suit, huh? Something to wear around the campus?
Now, look, clerk, I'm no dope. I know I don't look like a 19-year-old kid.
Oh, but, sir, men of 25 and 26 also go to college.
Oh, well, that's different. Let's go into the college.
Good, good. Right this way. I'll call our fitter. Oh, Mr. Vinity!
Yes, Mrs. Snapper?
This gentleman wants something in a nice, youthful suit. Shall we measure him?
Let's do. Now, where's my tape? Oh, here. Ready, Mrs. Snapter?
Ready. Are you ready, Mr. Vinty?
I'm ready, Mrs. Snapter.
Are you ready, Mr. Burns?
I'm ready, yes.
Then here we go. Neck, 32.
Neck, 32.
Shoulders, 32.
Shoulders. 32.
Chest, 32.
Chest, 32.
Arms, 32.
Arms, 32.
Legs, 32.
Legs, 32.
Dull, isn't he?
What size do you think he'll take?
Well, now, look, this is just a guess, but how about 32?
Well, that should fit. How about this number right here?
That thing?
Oh, George, it's beautiful. Yellow gabardine with patch pockets and a belt in the back.
This is a suit for hepcats and jitterbugs. I wouldn't wear this thing.
It's just what you need, George. Wrap it up, Mr. Clerk. He'll take it.
I will not.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
I will not take this suit home, or my name isn't George Burns.
Looks wonderful on you, Henry.
Looks terrible. Look, the coat comes clear down to my knees. And get a load of these shoulders. They must be 4 feet wide. It's a ton of padding in here.
Oh, is that padding? I thought those were your own shoulders.
Really?
I say some pretty silly things sometimes, don't I?
Yes, yes.
Oh, look. Here comes Harry Von Zell. Now, I'll prove it's a lovely suit. You can leave it to Harry.
I'd love to leave it to Harry. Or anybody else who'd take it.
Come in.
Hi, Gracie. Hello, George.
Oh, Harry, isn't that a beautiful piece of material?
It certainly is. Why don't you have it made into a suit, George?
This is a suit.
Yeah, it's supposed to fit that way. It's a sack suit.
Looks like it's still got the potatoes in it. Why did you buy this outlandish thing?
To make him look young.
Oh, Gracie, you can't make him look young with clothes.
Well, he's certainly not going around without them.
I mean, you have to work on his face.
Oh, what's the matter with George's face?
What's the matter with it? Pull up a chair, Gracie. This will take a little while. Now, in the first place, George's face is full of...
Harry, I wash my face with Swan soap, you know.
Oh. Yes. Well, as I was about to say, it's full of charm and personality. And why not? That face is washed with Swan, and Swan's the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Why, Swan's so pure, so mild and gentle, that doctors recommend it for even a baby's tender skin. So it must be great for George's tub or shower, his hands and face. Yes, sir, Swan soap is responsible for George Burns' handsome, charming face.
Why so fast?
I had to hurry up and say that before television came along. Of course, I can take my time about saying that Swan's swell for doing dishes. You not only get loads of fast-working suds, but baby gentle Swan helps keep your hands looking smooth and lovely. Boy, Swan's the soap that's swell for everything.
Well, I'm going to take the suit back and get my $17.50.
You will not. Oh, I can't wait for you to wear it to our radio broadcast.
Oh, honey, if I wore this to our broadcast, the people would laugh at me.
And we don't want to be different, do we?
I'm going into the den.
Oh, Oh, now see what you've done, Harry. You've upset George. If he's going to look young, he has to smile and laugh and be gay. And, say, hey, that's an idea. Oh, I heard a marvelous joke at the beauty shop yesterday. I'll go in and tell it to George. George?
Yes? What are you laughing at?
Oh, I can't help it. It happens every time I think of that story.
What story?
You mean you haven't heard it?
I don't know. How does it go?
Well, it seems it was a man.
Go on.
Oh, you haven't heard it, huh?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, well, good. I'll tell it to you. Now, this man said to the streetcar conductor, which end do I get off? George, don't you get it?
That's the whole story?
Well, there was another line, but I couldn't wait for it. I was double parked.
Okay, I'll tell you how it ends. The conductor said you can get off at either end. They both stop.
Both what?
Both ends.
Both ends of what?
Both ends of the streetcar. The man said, which end do I get off? And the conductor said, either end. They both stop.
Hmm. That's your idea of a funny story.
I didn't tell it. You told it.
I didn't have that silly finish to it.
You didn't have any finish to it.
Well, no wonder you can't laugh with that sense of humor.
Why do you want me to laugh?
Well, because laughter and humor make you young. Now, listen to this riddle. What is it that hasn't got what you think it has, but if it has, how many has it got? Feel younger?
I feel younger, yes. I feel younger.
Now, Felix Mills in the orchestra with the Swantet singing Button Up Your Overcoat.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Just take good care, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from food like hooch. When you're on a spree, take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Postman.
There's a frown on your pretty little face today. Are you unhappy?
Oh, George and I are both unhappy, Mr. Postman. Yesterday was Father's Day, and some thoughtless person mistook George for my father. Isn't it the dickens the way one little chance remark can upset you?
Oh, yes. A man once made a remark to my missus and me, and I've been mad at him for 17 years.
Oh, my goodness. What did he say to you?
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Well, I've just got to find some way to make George look younger. How do you manage to keep so young-looking, Mr. Postman?
Oh, I go in for athletics, Mrs. Burns. That's what accounts for my glowing skin, my springy step, and the lovely symmetrical lines of my magnificent torso.
Athletics, huh?
Yes, baseball in particular. Every Sunday I go down to the corner lot with the old bat.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she pitches to me.
Are you a very good baseball player, Mr. Postman?
Oh, phenomenal. Mr. Bob Cobb, the owner of the Hollywood Baseball Club, has asked me to play on his team.
Oh, my, you must really be good to get such an offer.
Oh, yes. My team won the championship back in college. I'll never forget that big game. It was the ninth inning, There were two out and the bases full. We were losing by a run and the crowd was going wild.
Oh, my.
Even before I grabbed my bat, the crowd began to scream, "We want Herman! Put in Herman! Herman will win for us! Put in Herman!"
Oh, how thrilling what happened.
And they took me out and put in Herman.
But, Mr. Postman, you give me an idea. If baseball can keep you young, maybe it can do the same for my husband. I'm going to call Mr. Bob Cobb and tell him he can have George for his baseball team. Can you imagine what he'll say?
Yes, and if he does, you slap his face. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Thanks for coming over, Mr. Cobb. My husband will make a great baseball player for your Hollywood team. Your team does play baseball, doesn't it?
Well, there's a little difference of opinion about that. Could I have a look at Mr. Burns?
Oh, sure, sure. He's right here in the den. Well, do you think you can use him?
I'm afraid not. The men on the Hollywood baseball team like fellas their own age. He's at least 20 years too young for my players.
Who is he?
Oh, a man I thought might want you to play baseball with his team.
Me? Play baseball?
Well, darling, I'm trying to think of something that'll make you younger. Some game or exercise I got it. Dancing. That's what the young folks do.
It is?
Well, certainly. Whenever a boy or a girl get together, they dance. Now, suppose a soldier comes home. He hasn't seen his girl for 3 years. So he grabs her in his arms.
And they dance.
If mother's... mother's there, they do.
I see.
Oh, I heard about a wonderful dancing school where they teach you the rumba and the conga. Learn those and we can go dancing.
We go dancing now. I dance, don't I?
Well, yes, dear, but the bunny hug is out of date. Come in.
What's going on, folks?
Oh, hello, Harry. I'm trying to talk George into the conga.
Oh, it's great. I was in a conga line last night.
You see, George, it must be great if you have to stand in line to get it. Now, Harry, maybe George wouldn't be so bashful if you go to dancing school with him, huh?
Oh, no, I can't, Gracie. I'm on my way now to the post office. I've got to mail this dime to Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York, so I can get one of those swell baby pictures the Swan people are offering. It's a big picture, in full color, and no advertising on it. Just perfect for the children's room or anywhere else in the house.
Well, can't you go dancing first?
Oh, no, I don't dare, Gracie. Once that conga rhythm gets me, I just forget everything. My hips start swinging, and the rest of me can't stop them.
Well, the rest of you is out late.
No, I want to send for that Swan picture, Gracie. You should just see it. It shows a lot of laughing little babies playing on a merry-go-round. It makes you happy just to look at it. Everybody ought to send for one.
You mean you're afraid of a little simple rhythm like da 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 thump, da 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 thump.
Now stop it, Gracie. Don't, will you? Now, I've got to remember. Send in for that picture. Lovely baby picture. Send a dime to Box 1, New York 8, New York. Send a dime to Box 1, New York 8, New York.
He will talk our ears off. Got to get him out there.
Open up the door, George. I will give him a shot.
Gotta get that picture. Can't forget that picture.
George, Senior College School of the Latin American Dancers.
Honey, this is a waste of time. Conga lessons aren't going to make me younger.
Oh, sure they will. And it's a simple dance to learn. You take 3 steps, then stop and flip the hips. See?
Yes.
And all you have to remember is when you put on the brakes, you leave the motor running.
Okay, I'll go in and suffer through it.
Good. I'll be back for you later.
I'll be out of here in 10 seconds if I'm smart. And I am smart.
Ah, here is a new pupil for Lolita to teach.
Yeah.
know, senor, you will be a fine dancer. I can see the grace, the rhythm in your beautiful body.
You can?
See, Lolita will teach you everything in the book.
She will?
See, now we are ready for the lesson. Put your hand on my waist.
Okay.
Oh. What is the matter?
Your waist tickles my hand.
Now we will begin the dance. When the music starts, watch my hips carefully, will you?
You can count on me.
Then we start the music. Oh, I was right, senor. You are a magnificent dancer.
Me, Lolita?
Si. But this time you must hold me even closer.
Me, Lolita?
See, you are so strong.
Me, Lolita?
Well, guys, did you like it? Let go of that woman!
Oh, she was only showing me a few things. I mean, I was learning things. I mean, she's teaching me.
I see plenty. Who is this woman?
Oh, allow me to introduce you to Lolita. This is,
Mrs. Burns.
Oh, yes. And, honey, you sure had the right idea with these dancing lessons. Every time I dance with Lolita, I feel so young.
Well, let's come home, Junior.
Oh, senorita, do not be so unfriendly. Remember the good neighbor policy.
Yeah, Lolita is South American.
See, I am South American from my head to my toes.
Well, I don't like my husband's attitude toward Brazil. Come on.
Gracie and George will be right back. I just want to let you know that the offer of a baby picture that I talked about is really on the level. You can get a swell big picture in full color, perfect for framing, for only 10 cents. A picture that shows lots of happy, laughing babies really having a great time. Send your 10 cents in coin to Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York. Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York. And now here are George and Gracie.
So you think I'm not young enough to dance, huh? Move the furniture back. I'll put on this record and show you some real dancing.
Oh, George.
Now, come here.
George, you're holding me so tight.
Sure.
We're really going to cut a rug.
You bet. Here we go.
Oh, you solid, Jack.
Good night, Paul.
Friends, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your Columbia station next Monday at the same time. And may we remind you again to turn in waste fat regularly. It's needed for explosives and life-saving medicines. And don't forget the two red points you'll get for every pound. Remember, too, George Burns and Gracie Allen on CBS every Monday night. So until next Monday, this is Harry Von Zell saying... Well, I swan. How about you?
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.